Welcome to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. Now, let's listen to today's message.
We wait for you. We declare over your home. We declare over your destiny that may God give you an advantage. 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 Even in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah is a word that cuts across every language. It's one of the few words that is just the way it is. Whether Spanish, whether English, whether Chi, whether Ga, whether French. How do you say hallelujah in French? Hallelujah. How do you say it in Chi? Hallelujah. It's a word that cuts across. Hallelujah. It just means that praise to God in the highest. I can decide that the whole service, by the grace of God, we'll just sing hallelujah. We close the service for 45 minutes. When we come to church now, let's make the important things important. Church is not about seeing somebody. It's not about the dress you wear. It's just about coming and fellowshipping first with the word of God before the fellowship with brethren can even commence. Some even miss church because they have problems with people. The COVID has taught us a lot of sense. We are going to put first things first. John chapter number 3, verses number 6, but I will start from 5. In the midst of my preaching, I will leave the song. Because the things I want to say this morning, the only thing we can all say to it is hallelujah. Because it's bigger than my head, bigger than your head, bigger than we can think about. It is unreal. It is unbelievable. But the Bible says it. If I have men of faith today, if you can listen well, I've said that for the next 6 months, you will not hear anything from my lips but the blessing. I will behave like there is no COVID because there is no COVID in the spirit. I will talk as if there is nothing, only blessing the whole year. I won't preach about holiness. I won't preach about sanctification. I won't preach about the end time. I won't preach about discipline and character. I know nothing but the blessing. 6 months I have to preach it. After that I will move back and preach that. This is God's word for me. This is God's word for the ministry. That it is the year of the blessing. And I stand as your pastor. And I declare, irrespective of what is outside there, I declare that you are a candidate for a blessing. I declare your body is blessed. No sickness in your territory. Receive it. Your children shall not die around your territory. No disease in your barriers. Receive it. Your career shall be well. Your marriage shall be well. Your children's children shall be well. Receive it. Your job will go well. Your marriage will be well. Your relationship well. And your finances well. Receive it. I declare it over your life. Your going out shall be blessed. Your rising shall be blessed. I declare that which is called limitation shall not be in your barrier. I prophesy for anybody appointed to death this year, you have escaped. Your family has escaped. You have escaped. Everything around you has escaped. Receive it. I have stopped theories. I have stopped therapy. Now is season to preach God's word. Nothing but the word. I have no theory to tell you. I have a word for you. You're going out as a blessed. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in your home. Your basket is blessed. Your storehouse is blessed. Receive it. Manifest it. John 3:5. Then Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 6, pay attention. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the flesh, flesh. Semicolon. The sentence is not finished. There is a continuation that makes it complete. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. You are born of flesh from your mother's womb. It is found in John 1:12-13. Jesus said that anybody that receives him, he is not born of flesh, one, nor comparing it, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, nor of the will of blood, but he is born of God. So he is continuing the sentence. I was born of the flesh. Now I am born of the Spirit.
And that which is born of the Spirit, His Spirit. How we have cheapened the Bible and cheapened our experience. We are born of the Spirit and we are spirit. No disease in your body. There is no disease in your spirit. And your body will be sustained and carried to the day of death, free of disease. If you can't hear, you won't believe. What I want to preach today, you need to increase your capacity. Even if you are dying on your sick bed, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Life for our dying bodies. Life for our sick bodies. Life for our mind. I declare, receive it. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Let me continue reading. Then he continues and Jesus said, marvel not. It's like a cartoon. Marvel not. You know the Marvel? They are in charge of all the superhero movies. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, and what other man? Iron Man. I like Iron Man. Iceman. Marvel. Jesus used the right word. He said, marvel not. Marvel not. That I said unto thee, that ye must be born again, born from above. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it is coming from and whether it is going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. You'll be healed without medication. They can't tell how. I can't tell how. You cannot also tell how, but it will happen all the same. Marvel not. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I am building my case. Tap your chest and say, I am born of the Spirit. Three times, tell yourself. You can tap your chest, you can tap your leg, you can shake your head, any way you like. Oh, declare it again, three times again. I am born of the Spirit. I am born of the Spirit. Let it sing into yourself. I, Stephen Nwakpo Gabson, I am born of the Spirit. I, Minister Akresi, I am born of the Spirit. I, Sydney, I am born of the Spirit. How I move, you can't tell. You can't trap me, no. By the time you finish putting all the traps together, I would have escaped like the wind outside. I declare over your life, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Escape accidents. Escape traps. Escape evil men. Escape with no struggle. You are born of the Spirit. A man born of the Spirit does not fear his own town. A man born of the Spirit has no fear for principalities. No fear for charm. No fear for spells. No fear for curses. He is born of the Spirit. Ooh, I feel the angels of God here. Whatever has held anything bound around you, today it is loose. Today is loose because you are born of John 7, 38 and 39. Those are the two verses I'm reading. Then I'll begin to talk to you. I am born of the Spirit. John 7, 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Full stop. Then John, the first one we read, it is Jesus who is talking. He said that, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Then John paraphrases. Or the writers of the Bible paraphrased. Then they said, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified, but now he is glorified. Now that he is glorified, we have received the Spirit, and out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. I have information for you today. I am born of the Spirit. You are born of the Spirit. And rivers will flow out of that belly of yours into your career, into your family, into your marriage, into your prospects, into your projects. Rivers shall flow. These are the only scriptures I came with. Now, pay attention. It is one thing to be born of the Word, and it is another thing altogether to be born of the Spirit. Many people don't take birth of the Spirit serious. It is only the Word that can also reveal to you what it means to be born of the Spirit. Jesus said it, and they paraphrase it in bracket, that it is like wind and it is like river flowing from the belly of the man. The thing about being born again is so high that our mind cannot even comprehend, that by one single act of lifting your hands and saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, you have qualified for heaven. Your eternal security is guaranteed. By one single act of lifting your hand and saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. From that very day, you made the whole of heaven rejoice. The Bible says when one soul gets born again, the whole of heaven rejoices, not because of just your soul, but you enter into a life that angels are amazed by. And that is where you have come. Don't sell yourself short. There is no man on earth that can curse what God has blessed. Never. Go and ask Balaam. He tried and God rebuked him. He said, don't you know that you cannot reverse and curse that which God has already blessed? You, born of the Spirit, you are born into a blessing. Starting today, under the sound of my voice, by the authority of the word, no curse anywhere, not in your family, not on the land, not in your environment, can cleave to you. What do you shout to it? John, the Revelator, says, to be born again is to be born of God. James, the apostle, the brother of Jesus, said, to be born again is to be begotten, to become a kind of his first fruit. Peter, the apostle, said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Jesus said, to be born again is to be born from above.
So Sydney Quay, we'll be right back. Follow us on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Skype, YouTube, at Shekinah Avenue.
All you can do, what no man can do, all you can say, what no man can say.
Message continues.
My mindset is changing. I am not sustained by men. I am not sustained by the natural. The spiritual has come, influencing all the natural towards me. This is the blessing of Abraham, where a man's life is not dependent on the natural, but the spiritual takes a hold of the natural and directs and guides the natural towards the man. You are born of the Spirit. They may not like it, but they will promote you. You will think God is not in it, but you realize that God was in it all around. Rivers are flowing. Listen, even in the shadow, in the Old Testament, you know what the psalmist said. You know it's Psalm 1. This is the way he opens up the psalm. He says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Get ready for the shocker. And he shall be like a tree planted where? The Old Testament guy, David, even knew. We are not just planted by a river. We are carriers of the river. You are not planted just by the river. You are a carrier of the river. Listen now. He said, this man that is planted by the riverside, he shall bear his fruit in season. No challenge. His leaves shall not wither. No challenge. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Even the man planted by the water, how much more the man carrying the river? I announce to you, starting today, by the knowledge of the river which is inside you, you shall bear your fruit in season. You shall not miss your seasons. Never again, never again. You are a carrier of the river. You are born of the Spirit. Don't wait to be prayed for. God is not asking you to do anything. He said that I, God, because this man is planted by the riverside, he shall bear his fruit in season. You will not conceive and lose it. You will not be married and barren. It is impossible by the riverside. And when you carry the river, another psalm says, he says, even in their old age, they shall still be bringing forth fruits. Starting today, by the life of being born in the Spirit, there will be no barrenness in your life, in your body, in your soul, in your path, and in your environment. Receive it. Listen, your leaves will not wither. What you need to trap sunlight, to be able to produce food, it shall not fade. I prophesy over your life. into your destiny and ahead of your destiny. The Lord shall prosper you.
Maybe you didn't hear the psalmist.
He said, whatsoever he doeth. Can I be bold to even say something here? Even the wrong he does shall prosper. Let me be silent. Some people will come after me. But let me say it again. I said, even if he's not careful, the evil he does shall prosper. Look at David. When a man understands and takes advantage of the river, he can be chased for decades, but you can't kill him. You might follow him into the cave, take his throne from him, but the throne will be restored. Because he knows the river. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I am talking about you starting today. Whatever you do shall prosper. Is it driving? Is it schooling? Is it praying? Is it ministry? Is it marriage? It shall prosper. Is it a new business? Is it a new idea? I said it shall prosper. It shall prosper. You are a career of the river. I am born of the Spirit. And I am alive in the Spirit. And I am awake in the Spirit. A lot of people, they are believers, but they got born again. They were born of the Spirit. They were made alive. After that, they went and slept again. As if they have never been engaged, their spirit. Nobody on earth, nobody that can stand on this earth can be able to curse me. Never. Because I am alive. My spirit is alive. My family is alive. You are alive. There can be no curse in your territory. Your children cannot be empowered to fail. You are alive. Psalm 36, let's start from 7. I want you to read it for yourself. How excellent is the loving kindness. Oh God, therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the abundance of thy house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. This river brings pleasure. You shall be made pleasurable wherever you go. You have become pleasing to God. And you are a pleasure wherever you go. Receive it. Psalm 45. Let's go to 46. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. This is the song we sing in tree. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
Pay attention.
What will happen?
Verse 3, pay attention. What will happen?
Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Pause and think. Selah, pause. Think. Pause a little. Think a little. Let's continue now. There is, what does the river do? The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. Where is the tabernacle of the Most High? I am asking, where is the temple of God? Are you in the temple of God?
Oh, this is not the temple. This is a building.
Where is the temple? I am here. Where is the temple? What shall it do to the temple? It shall make glad. It shall make glad. I prophesy with my eyes open. I don't need any revelation. The word of God is predictable. There is a river. It makes glad the city of God. Everything that makes for joy, it is going to be found in your house, in your body, and in your soul. I'm born of the Spirit. Don't come to church, hear words like this. When you are done, you go back and say, what shall we eat? There is a river. There is a river. I am going to read another text for you. There is a river. Psalm 65. Ayagadabahaya. Can I start from the 7? Right to the 10. Then we will end at the 11. Psalm 65, 9. What does he say? Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Hey, God then the Zende. Thou preparest them. There is corn in the river. When thou hast so provided for it. Psalm 65, 11. What happens when there is a river? What happens when there is a river? Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. Not goodness. Oh, he crowns it with his kind of goodness. Maybe you don't understand. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void and formless. And darkness was on the face of the deep. Then blessed be God, the river, the Spirit of God, he brooded over the water. River versus river. He was on the rivers. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that what he has created was good. So he separated the light from the darkness. Then God said, everything that God created, from the plants to the land, to the sun, to the moon, to the grass, to the trees. God looked at it and said, it is very, very good. I welcome you into the year of the blessed, where the river of God is. I welcome you as born of the Spirit. Agalemo sataka. No poverty around you. No sickness around you. No disfavor around you. No weakness around you. No confusion around you. You see, when I was in Psalm 46, I left one part. When you just drop the scripture I read, when you drop down a verse, it says, you, O Lord, you are the fountain of life. I announce to you, what will kill you is not around. What will kill you is not around yet. What can kill your business is not around. The accident that can kill you is not yet around. The error of man that can kill you is not yet around. Ezekiel 47. Let's read verses number 9 or 10. Even if the contract killers, you will survive. Even if there is a terminal disease in your body, you will survive. You have too much life to die early. Live to your full age. Your business can collapse. Your career can come to a halt. Let's read from 9 and 10. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the what, the rivers shall come, shall live. There shall be a very great multitude of what? Fish. Because these waters, for they shall be what? They shall be healed. And everything shall live. Whither the river cometh. 10. And it shall come to pass. It has come to pass. It shall come to pass that the fishermen, they shall stand upon the river from Engedi, even unto where? There shall be a place to spread forth their nets. Their fish shall be according to their kind. Listen, as your pastor, I stand before you today and I declare you have a place to spread your net. Be it your mind, be it your skill, be it your family, you shall have the potential and ability to spread your net. In this year of the blessing, you will spread your net. And guess what? You will catch fish of every kind.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. For prayer and counseling, please call 0200-999-852. Join us for our Sunday services from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Locate us at Shekinah Avenue Auditorium, opposite the Washing Bay, Saika, Obodo, East Legon. Remain blessed.